Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. And it is a great day to be alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and he's better than that. And he is worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, I did say that God is good and he is better than that. And he is worthy to be praised. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Amen. If I could sing, I would be singing. I would be singing. There's a song the girl sings, and I don't have a voice. I'm going to go out on a limb and just sing a little bit. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself. Hallelujah. And singing is not my anointing, but sometimes you do have to encourage yourself. And she really gets into that song. I don't know the artist, but she's singing my song. She is singing my song today. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word over your own life. Amen. Amen. You can be preaching people happy on a weekly basis, but then when it comes to your own life, there are times when you, yes, you preacher, yes, you encourager, yes, you prayer warrior, yes, you exhorter, there will be times when you too will need someone to encourage you. And when there's no one to be found, then you just need to know, you had better know how to encourage yourself. Amen, amen, and praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The chat room is open. If you want to come in and chat with me, you are more than welcome to come in and join me. I am in the chat room. And also, you can call in. I want to hear from you on today. What do you do when things get hard? What do you do when things get hard and you begin to feel a little down? You know, I want to know. I want to know how you encourage yourself. How do you bring yourself up from that down place? Because everybody gets to a point in life where they have a down place. And I want to hear from you. You can chat it. You can come into the chat room and begin to let me know via the chat, or you can go ahead and call me. Call me at 646-652-4832. So I want to know, what do you do to encourage yourself? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, this is relevant. You know, I always want to come with a relevant topic, and it's amazing because this weekend we brought the fire. We were at a crusade, the release of the fire, with Prophetess A. Bentley from Georgia and Prophetess Lalisa Williams. I went over there, and the Lord used me to bring a word to the people of God. Amen. And then on Sunday at our church, we had a high worship. We had a great time in the Lord. But let me tell you, on Monday afternoon, I woke up Monday, I was fine, but by Monday afternoon, Pastor Rebecca was feeling a little bit down. And guess what? I, like David, had to encourage myself. Amen. Amen, and praise the Lord. And somebody might be out there saying, what is she talking about? She is a pastor, a woman of God. It's not supposed to be feeling down, but let me tell you something. That is not the truth. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not let anyone make you think that every day with Jesus is a day when you are skipping and hopping and feeling like singing psalms and hymns You know, every day is not like that. There are times when you will feel like you have hit a literal wall and you have to encourage yourself. And those are the people that I want to speak to on today. People who have been there, done that, and know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, call me at 646-652-4832. I can tell you one man of God from the Bible who can tell you that he agrees and he knows what I'm talking about, and that is the prophet Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah, hallelujah, he came in and he was feeling kind of down, let me tell you, and I'll just start reading from the book of Jeremiah, and I'll probably start reading from verse, and I'm looking, it's chapter 20, amen, I'm in the wrong chapter, but let me tell you about Jeremiah in chapter 20, verse 7, this is Jeremiah's complaint. O Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. And if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Report him. Let's report him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior, so my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. Amen, and amen, and praise God. And even though Jeremiah is complaining, he still put in the praise there, the last verse that I read, where he says, sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. But guess what? He goes on to continue with his complaint, and he talks about the day that he was born being cursed. And we know that Job did the same thing, said, cursed be the day that I was born. And let me tell you, I'm here to testify that there will be days like that. And those are the days when you have to cry out to the Lord. And you also have to encourage yourself. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. I magnify your name. I thank you for this time that you have allowed me to come to here to power in the word and to speak a word to those who will tune in to hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, I pray that I speak life over those who are even feeling a little bit discouraged. Bless every listener, every caller, and everybody who will tune in to the archives. Bless me, Lord, even myself, as I encourage myself in the Lord, and I will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you encourage yourself when you're feeling down? Pastor Rebecca is here, and I do want to know what it is that you do to bring yourself up out of the rut. What is it that you do when you feel like you can't go on? How do you encourage yourself? And for me, it's like so many different ways that I encourage myself, and I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I encourage myself while I wait for you to call, or even if you want to chat while I wait for you to chat it in. And the chat room is open. You can chat it in. You can call. My number is 646-652-4832. And as I was sharing with you earlier, I had a high weekend and I poured out to the point where I was on EMT. And I woke up on Monday. I was feeling pretty good, but by the time I spoke with two people on the telephone, did some counseling on the phone, which I knew better because I did preach on Saturday and I preached on Sunday. So I knew that Monday was supposed to be a day of rest before the Lord, but I did answer the phone, which was a no-no, and spoke to two people, ministered to two of our members, and was fine. I went out last night to a tree lighting ceremony. My son is in a choir for the city that we live in, and they had a tree lighting. So we went out to that, and by the time I got home on last night, I was done. I was toast, burnt toast, burnt toast. And you know what burnt toast looks like? Burnt toast doesn't look too good because it's burnt out, amen, and it's not good for anything. So if you get to the point where you're burnt toast, then it's time for you to encourage yourself, amen. And let me go into one more scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 30, amen. Praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 30, David and his men, starting with verse 1, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, and Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. And the NIV says David found strength in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. David found strength in the Lord. And that's the key right there. That's it. That's what I came to get for myself. And that's what I came to tell you. Find your strength in the Lord. You feel like you can't go on? Oh, yes, you can go on. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Hallelujah. You feel like you can't do that thing that you have put your hand to it, and it's gotten to the point where you're not getting the results that you thought you would get, and you're not getting support from your friends, and people are looking at you, hoping that you will fall, hoping that you will fail. People are waiting for you to miss the mark. People are waiting for you to go under. Guess what? You go ahead and rejoice. You go ahead and rejoice, because when you're weak, then the Lord's strength is great. Amen. Hallelujah. He can make his strength be made manifest and be made evident in you. Amen. When you get to the end of your rope, then look around and find your strength in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Find your strength in the Lord. And that is what I had to do. I'm a leader, and leaders get weary too. Leaders get weary, and when you as a leader find yourself getting weary as a woman of God, a man of God, then go ahead and encourage yourself in the Lord. Do not answer the phone. You can't be the Savior when you need some help yourself. Amen. Don't answer that phone. Do not answer the phone. Go somewhere and sit down. watch a word network, and that's hard to do also because of all of the stuff that's going on in the kingdom. God is shaking the kingdom, amen. He's shaking out some stuff that's not conducive to his plan. So you might not be able to watch a TV evangelist. What I can tell you to do is do what I did today. Turn on the radio. Turn on some music. Turn on your stereo. Put it in every room and let that music begin to minister to you. When Saul was vexed with an evil spirit, remember the Lord sent an evil spirit to vex Saul. When Saul was vexed with an evil spirit, he sent for David to play the harp, and David came in and played some sweet music, and that music began to minister to Saul so that Saul was able to be encouraged, amen, to be encouraged in his spirit. So that's another thing that you can do. Turn on some music and encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Amen and praise God. Another thing that you can do to encourage yourself is read your Bible. Read your Bible and get into that word. You might not feel like reading the Bible, but the Bible tells us that the word of God is active and powerful, and it goes down to the inside of you and begins to minister hope, healing, joy, and peace in the middle of hard times, in the middle of every single situation, every single circumstance, amen. So go ahead and read your Bible, amen, amen. Another thing that you can do to encourage yourself to find strength in the Lord is to do something differently, amen. Do something different. Sometimes you're just burnt out and you're tired, you're burnt toast because you've been going around that same old mountain, and you need to do something different. You need to change the routine. You need to shake things up a little bit. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and find something different to do. Go out for a walk. Go to a comedy. See a funny movie. Watch a love story. Amen. Watch a tragic drama. Sometimes when you watch other people's misery, it makes you feel better. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Or watch a game show. Amen. Veg out. Sit and watch The Wheel of Fortune. Family Feud. Amen. These things will make you feel better. Find something that you haven't done in a long time that you enjoy doing and do that thing. Amen. I'm trying to just come up with different ways that you can be encouraged when you feel like you have gotten to the end of your rope. Clear the clutter. Clear the clutter. Clear the clutter. You know, that was my problem. I'm going to just go ahead and testify in the name of Jesus. Listen, don't get so busy outside of your home that things on the inside begin to fall apart, so to speak. When you're out there doing what you do, you may be out there working a job, or you may be out there ministering, running a church, which is still a job. Amen. You're working for the Lord. Whatever you're doing, don't let yourself get so consumed with helping other people that your home life begins to deteriorate. Amen. Amen. I want you to call. You only have 10 more minutes. Call me at 646-652-4832. And I want you to tell me what you do to encourage yourself. Amen. You can text it. Again, the chat room is open. I'm there. I see that guest 126 stopped in for a minute, but she had to go, and there was another guest in there, and I want to encourage you to come in and text me. If you can't call, then you can send a text message. But you want to do this. This is what I had to do. I turned on the music. I turned on XM Spirit on my television. I have DirecTV, satellite, and XM Spirit is on there. I turned that on. I turned it on upstairs and downstairs and listened to the gospel music, spiritual music, and then I began to clean my house. Now, my house is not nasty, but my house was cluttered, and I needed to clear the clutter. There were papers that had to be filed in my office, clothes that had to be hung up in my bedroom, clothes that needed to be folded in the living room from when I washed clothes 2 days ago and did not take the time to fold those clothes and put them away. I needed to put some carpet fresh down and vacuum my floors, although the floors appeared to be clean. There's nothing like the smell of carpet fresh when you need to clear your mind. Amen. When you need to clear your mind, clean your home. Clear the clutter. Begin to put stuff away. File some papers away in your home office. Open the mail. But don't do that when you need to be encouraged, because you're going to find a whole bunch of bills that need to be paid. But so don't open the mail. That's not something you save that for tomorrow when you're feeling, praise the Lord, when you're feeling better. Amen. But clean your house. You know, put on some music and exercise. That's another thing. Move your body. Get up and work out. Sometimes you're feeling down because you haven't gotten a chance to do this stuff. You know, sometimes I start feeling down because I get so busy in ministry that I don't take, that I haven't taken the time to do the stuff that I need to do for me. A clean house is for me. A fresh smelling house is for me. Clothes hung up in the closet is for me. Exercise and eating right. Those things are for me, amen, because I feel better when I know that I'm doing what I need to do for me, and that's the key. Don't do when you're feeling down and you need to encourage yourself and you're a giver. Maybe you need to stop giving to others and start giving something to yourself, amen, amen. So you encourage yourself in the Lord, and finally, the way that you're going to encourage yourself is through prayer, amen. The thing that I did constantly while I was cleaning up, while I was listening to the music, was pray. I continued to pray as I moved through my home, as I cleaned my house. So now when I walk from room to room, I'm not so busy looking, saying this needs to be done and that needs to be done. I can rest assured in the fact that that is done, and now I can begin to relax for real without sitting around feeling guilty because I'm sitting down and there's still stuff that needs to be done. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm surprised that no one called me and no one texted me on today, but I still have 5 minutes. I still have 5 minutes for you to call me or text me and let me know how you encourage yourself. Amen. How do you encourage yourself when you're feeling down? I've given you my strategies. And one more that I want to add, another way that you can encourage yourself is to help somebody else. Amen. If you're used to just being focused on yourself and your family and what you do for you, then it might help you to reach out and do something for somebody else. Amen, amen, and praise God. It always helps to give when you feel like you've reached the end of your rope. But David found strength in the Lord. He encouraged himself when he got to the end of his rope. Jeremiah called out and just started complaining to God. That's another thing that you can do. People think that you can't shake your fist at God, that you can't say, God, why? Why is all of this going on in my life? Why do I have to feel this way? Why do I have to go through this? Why are people constantly turning their backs on me? Why, God, don't I have enough money to pay my bills? Why can't I take the vacation that I've always wanted to take? Why does it seem like everybody else is getting ahead and I'm not making any progress? You might feel like you can't do that, but Job did it. Job did it. Job complained to God, and here you see that Jeremiah complained to God. Job complained to God, and he was blessed. God came back and blessed God. You know why? Because Job had a relationship with God, and you and I have to make sure that our relationship with God is tight, and it cannot be a fair-weather relationship. It cannot be only when things are going well. We have to realize that God is still there to be in relationship with us, even when things are not perfect, even when we're not feeling that great, even when it feels like we missed it, or it feels like we've been going around in a circle, or it feels like mercy's law is coming up against us, or it feels like we're in all kinds of demonic warfare. God is still there. And the thing that God received the most from Job is that Job talked to God. He continually cried out to God. But Job's friends talked about God. They didn't know God. So if you know God for yourself, then you can go ahead and talk to God. And if you don't know him, go ahead and talk to him. He'll hear you. I cried out to the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he came and he rescued me. Amen. Amen and praise God. So I want to encourage you today to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Start speaking the word over your life. Speak life and not death into that situation. If you're not feeling good, don't go around telling everybody that you're not feeling good, because the more you talk about it, the worse you're going to feel. The best thing that you can do when you're not feeling good, when you're not feeling well, is encourage yourself in the Lord. And a good way to do that is to use the word of the Lord. Amen. To say, I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and the Lord has a great plan for my life, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a hope in the future. And I'm moving forward in faith in the strength of the Lord, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I will bear much fruit, because I delight myself in the Lord and meditate on his Lord day and night. So I am like that tree planted by streams of water, and everything that I touch shall prosper. I shall bring forth fruit in season, and I am not afraid. I have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, and I have on the full armor of God. So I am victorious and more than a conqueror through Christ. I'm saved. I have the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. My feet shod with the readiness to go and spread the gospel of peace. I'm praying in the spirit. I have my sword, which is the word of God, and I know that no weapon formed against me can prosper, and God's plan shall come to fruition in my life. His plan shall be made manifest in my life. I've been called according to his purpose, and he's in every situation working together for my good, because I love him and I've been called by his name, called according to his purpose. And I know that I am a new creation, and I'm not the same. I don't have to feel guilty or ashamed or condemned, because there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. But I am a new creation, and if God be for me, who can be against me? And weeping may endure for a night. I may be sad right now, but like David, I encourage myself in the Lord, because joy, oh yes, joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. You got to take that word and put it together. Forget about quoting chapter, verse, and book. Amen. But quote the word. Speak that word over your life. Amen. Speak the word. Encourage yourself in the Lord, and God will show up. Amen. He will show up and begin to guard your heart and your mind in perfect peace. Amen. He will wrap his peace around your heart. Jesus, God will wrap his peace around your heart, and he will wrap his peace around your mind. So during this holiday season, don't get stressed out. You know, bills are going to come. They're going to keep coming. And every day is going to be a new day with new challenges. But guess what? You keep moving forward like Jesus. Refuse to quit. Encourage yourself in the Lord and know that if God be for you, then really, who can be against you? And no weapon forged against you can prosper. God's plan shall come to fruition in your life, and he will do what he said he would do. Amen and praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the end of today's ministry program. I want to encourage you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Check out our website at nccmradio.com to see what else is going on in our ministry. And remember that it is a good thing to sow into the kingdom of God. So if the Lord leads you to make a donation to this ministry, we will be blessed. We will be blessed to receive it. Amen. And you will be blessed as the giver. So go in peace and serve the Lord.